Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1.
Let's bring in Mr. Paddy McGuinness. He's been waiting patiently. Paddy McGuinness is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Let the guests see the studio.
No, it's done.
Oh, yes.
Troglodytes, you see.
Well, no.
Coming from you, that's like Amy Winehouse saying they've got a drinking problem.
Now, come on now.
Play the game, Moyles.
What are you saying?
Come on. Hey. Glass hoses.
Oh, my God. Look at these birds. You wouldn't even have to 5 pints. But here comes a man who might. It's time for Take Me Out. Just before you go out, here's Paddy McGuinness. Look at this.
No, then.
Who's been on the fake tan?
Hey. No, Tenerife. I just got back Friday.
Do you get paid for the series early? Look at that tan.
Do you like that?
Wow.
Yeah, nice.
So is that the Isle of Fernando, then?
The Isle of Fernando's, yeah. I went out there seeing him.
Yeah.
He's a tax dodger, you see, so he's out there. He's got a pedalo business.
I didn't know
Does
that.
He still have the restaurant as well?
He still has a restaurant.
The restaurant.
Cafe.
Yeah. That used to send people to in series one.
Yeah. He's still got that, and he has the pedalos and donkey rides.
How long are you away for?
You
got a good tan on
you. It's red hot over there.
Did you pre-tan before you went?
No.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Chris, no, come on, you're talking to me.
Yeah, I bet.
This lad will know. Dave will know about tanning that, doing the old sequence.
He doesn't look as tanned as you.
This is it, because actually you do, but you do look like the sort of spray jobs that we get.
I catch it.
You do?
I catch it. Yeah.
Very nice.
That sounded like I said cat something or other there. I didn't.
Oh, no, it sounded like cat shit, and we know you've caught it many times before.
Oh, yes, here we go.
Hey, you've got it. Just make sure I don't get it.
How are you diddling?
I'm very well.
Good.
I'm very well.
Good.
You know, Paddy said to me, he came on a quiz night, and he said, I'm down here next week filming Tameo. So we should go out. So I said, all right, then. He said, I'm down for ages.
Did he have a throat infection?
Yeah, that's how you talk.
Oh, right, okay.
Didn't see him once.
Did you not?
No, we were going to do, but, you know, things cropped up.
No, I know.
No, listen, where's my trophy?
Is everything all right?
Everything's all right, yeah.
Good, all right.
Where's my trophy? You took it that night. I'd had a few beers. You took my trophy on.
That's right.
Where is it?
eBay.
You're out of order, Moyles.
No, I'm not. And it's still on
there.
You're
out of order.
Nobody wanted it. No, I don't know where it's probably in the office. I'll get it for you.
Yeah, please do.
You're really that bothered.
Well, I am, yeah.
All right.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much, dear.
Season champion.
Thank you very much. Amazing. Yeah. Well, it's not difficult, really. Let's be honest.
And because he came back to play in the Christmas
Grand Final
with Pamela Anderson.
Bit of a letdown, Pam.
Are you still in touch with Pamela?
No, I'm not either. Did you find that? You know when you're someone who's a bit of an icon?
Well, you know exactly how I found it, because it was cold as ice by the end of the recording.
Yeah, I thought, that'll not make the edit. But I thought, oh, what a letdown.
I know.
You know. Kelly Osbourne were great.
Kelly's lovely. She's turning out to be a lovely young woman.
Yeah, she's
because she was a nightmare before.
Pamela Anderson, though, seems to be... I think there's a lot of people not finding her that fun at the moment, though. She was in Panto in Liverpool and nothing but...
I can't imagine how that went down. Bearing in mind that she was struggling with us at the TV studio.
Yeah.
Just generally, her walking around the streets of Liverpool.
Yeah, she doesn't quite get it, does she, really?
No.
But, she was nice enough, but she was very kind of Americanized, speak-to-my-people kind of person. I thought, oh...
And I thought she'd be the opposite of that. I've heard nothing but nice things about her before, and I thought you know what? I actually thought she'd be a good laugh.
Mm.
Maybe it was just, you know, she's a bit moody.
Well, when we were chatting, she says, I hope this show doesn't overrun, because I've got a massage boots at 9:30, and I thought, there we go.
It's not a good start, is
well,
it?
Me too.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm doing it.
This is it. You look like you've lost a bit.
Well, I don't know. I don't,
I'm actually
you know.
Kidding.
All right.
Yes, yeah. I love that. You give it the old looking down at yourself. Yeah. No, I'm having a bit of fun.
Oh, by the way, news just in. Dave Spikey's just got the Greg's contract.
Yeah. Dave Spikey.
Hey.
I've not seen him for ages.
No.
But lovely chap.
You need to have a reunion.
Well, people say this.
Did you know? I thought everybody fell out. I thought everybody on Phoenix Nights. It's kind of like Dallas.
It's a wives' tale, that.
Right.
Yeah, it's just people say that, but it's Chinese whispers, isn't it? No one's fallen out.
So you didn't fall out with anybody?
No. I get on with everyone.
Everybody was ever in Phoenix Nights you get on well with?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. There's a guy texted in called John, and he was an extra in episode 3 of series 1. He said he's never heard from you.
Oh,
never.
Me.
His last try to get on Take Me Out, nothing.
His last.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable.
I love this show. I love it.
It's highbrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Do you not think it should come back, Phoenix Nights?
Well,
If you had a choice, if Peter said to you, Patrick, I'm thinking about bringing back...
I love these actors.
Phoenix Nights.
Yeah.
Or Max and Paddy.
Yeah.
And I can't decide which one. What should I do, Patrick?
I'd say, well, since you've had the stroke... and no, you've got your speech is coming back.
I'm doing Peter.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Because you know Peter very well. Peter sounds different when you talk to him in real life than how he does on the telly or on stage.
Yeah,
well,
that's because he's acting.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, I like that. Yeah.
And depending on what time of day he rings you, it's at best, it's... How are you? It's Peter. Now, that's if he's wide awake and firing on all cylinders. And if it's late in the evening... Hi, Chris, it's Peter.
Well, do you know what he does with me when he leaves a voicemail of mine? He'll go, hi, it's Peter Kay. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's Peter Kay. You might remember me. Any chance you can ring me up?
Do you think, though, because you speak a lot, you two are very tight, yeah, you're still good mates. When he rings you, don't you think he always sounds, like in the first 5 seconds of conversation, like he's about to deliver you some bad news?
Well, that's just, he's like that, isn't he?
Patrick, it's Peter. Hi, Peter, what's wrong? No. Listen, tomorrow, and then he changes. But it's like you're waiting for some bad news.
Yeah. Well, it's because what he does when he rings, he's normally doing something or reading something or watching telly.
Right.
You know, so that's why. But yeah, no, he always
rang me once when he was in the bath.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't really want to go there, do we?
It changed our friendship from that point onwards.
Yeah,
didn't
absolutely.
It? Yeah, it really did.
Do they still do Matey?
Yeah, they do. Miss Matey.
Miss Matey.
Yeah, they've still got... Our daughter's got some Matey. They've still got the silly little sailor hat on the top.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Different flavours now.
It makes you feel good about the world, things like that.
You could probably get some in the shop or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a shower man myself. I do enjoy a bath on special occasions, but I think a shower is more practical.
Yes, it is. When was the last time you had a bath?
I'd say about a month ago.
Wow.
Oh, no, I tell a lie. Oh. I had one on holiday. Bit of a treat. Oh, yeah, they had a big sunken bath in the hotel room. I thought, that's me.
Oh, listen, I don't think we want to hear the rest of the story, do we?
No, but there was no matey. I did that thing where you just take the hotel shampoo and just pour it, make
absolute,
some bubbles.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, nice.
Who did you go away with?
The missus.
Yours?
Oh! He's good this morning!
He's
good this!
Oh, yes!
Johnny Vaughan, are you listening? Chris Evans, are you listening? Christian O'Connell, are you listening? Nope. This is where it's at!
Who was the third one?
Christian O'Connell.
Come on now, let's not be like that.
Oh, no, the medium waves does it for some people.
Oh!
So listen!
Oh, this is hardcore.
No. Anyway.
Now, can I just say,
yes.
Dave, I missed you.
Did you?
I missed you, but I saw you the week before waving.
Yeah. How did you think the waving went?
That was all right.
Yeah.
But now, you know, we're all men of the world. We're honest.
Sure. Yeah.
And I was outside there before I come on the show, and we're talking to the girls, and they went, and he's lost so much weight. Now, again, I watched the show. Now, I'm not seeing it, Dave. You're not a big man.
I'm not a big man.
Not compared to this lad.
No. Well, we're the same sort of height.
But... it does. Sort of. I mean, how much training did you do?
A lot.
Yeah.
I've been training since October.
With Karen?
With Karen, yeah. Yeah.
I like Karen.
Yeah, Karen's lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely lady.
I did Family Fortunes.
All right.
Pick that name up.
No.
And
with Television's Vernon Kay.
With Television's Vernon Kay.
Another Kay from Bolton.
Did she bring the barbers from Blackburn?
Can I just say, this is... Everyone said another Vernon from Bolton. I always say this, even when I see him. Don't give it the old Bolton Wanderers thing anymore, Vernon. You live in Kent, son. He always gives it on radio. Hey, you're right, I'm Bolton, lad. Well, yeah, I'm like, you're a southerner now.
But
Vernon.
He's always been behind the boys. He's always kept it real, no matter where he's been in the world.
Yeah,
I like that look.
Yeah.
He's in LA, he's looking for the Bolton
well,
school.
Well, this is it, you see.
Trotters on tour.
Trotters on tour.
That was me when I was in New York. After finished filming Quiz Night, I went up to New York for a week. Leeds were playing. So I tracked down this bar that I think we've spoken about before.
Yes. The one where you met up with a load of people?
No. The woman shows the football.
Yeah, yeah, I went there.
Can't remember what it's called. What's it called? Nevada
Bobs or something, yeah.
Oh, the Premier League stuff.
Yeah.
Show,
great place.
No, and Leeds. So, it showed everything. So
they were showing non-league in one of the rooms when I was there.
So you can see it anywhere in the world. In fact, you've got more chance of seeing a Leeds game in America than you have if you're in Leeds.
Mm.
It's amazing that, you know, when you're saying about you're in New York and then you were watching that, and I think that's just an age thing, that, because last night I went out for something to eat in London, went back to my hotel on my own in my room.
Sure.
What do I put on? Crown Green Balls.
Wow.
BBC Two, and I was hooked, let me tell you.
We're
and I thought, I'm getting
night.
Old.
I love that.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was on the. It's like on a blue rink, wasn't it?
It draws
Paddy,
you in.
Paddy, are you trying to associate me being in New York in another country, thousands of miles away from home, as the same as coming from Bolton and going down to London for the night?
No, what I'm saying
I'm missing home. I need some Crown Green Balls.
No,
something.
I'm saying, at one time, we'd have been out all night drinking, but no. We're men of a certain age,
right.
We're reeling it back in, and we like that. You know, we might be out and about, doesn't matter if you're in New York or London, Japan, doesn't matter where you are.
Japan or Bolton.
But, you know, you just find yourself in the hotel room just watching telly.
But, you know, but we're still due a good night on the air.
Yeah, we are, definitely. We've still got it.
Oh, hello.
The Young Pretenders.
I know, you've still got it.
Hey.
Oh, that's what that rash is.
We could do a Paddy doubleheader and do a Keelty and McGuinness afternoon.
Yeah, well, Kilsey couldn't live with me.
Well, we've been talking for years. This has been a running joke.
A fantasy afternoon, which would be Paddy Keelty,
Jimmy Nesbitt.
Mm. Kiefer Sutherland as well was on that list as well at one point, but that might get dangerous.
So Paddy and Jimmy are on a noonies, right?
Afternoon start on the ale,
and we're thinking that needs a good bit of prepare.
Yeah.
Can't be working the next day.
No.
But are you in on this?
I'm in on it, but I'll tell you now, of everyone. And I can do a bit on the old sauce.
Yes, sir.
But I'll tell you who is the gaffer.
Hello.
No.
Hi there, hello.
Rory McGrath.
Really?
I am telling you, no, he is old school, that lad. And he is
old. We don't want to hang out with him.
Well, I'm just saying about blokes who can do a bit. Well, and the only man who I've ever met who can drink more than him is his driver.
Right.
No. I don't want to kind of get anyone in bother here.
Yeah, you haven't.
But you know. But yeah, no, we should do that. We should get a little session going. Last man standing.
Maybe Rory can like join us later on in the evening when we're running out of conversation.
I wouldn't invite him because it'd just kill the whole thing because he just destroyed
everyone. I tell you what, Paddy, I'm not being funny, but you are cool. You have not yet. Tell you what, who's good on the drink? You should think about this, Dave and Chris. In fact, Christenberg, you know, Lady in Red. Oh, does he have some stories? We'll get the burr out, right? I'll tell you what else. Remember Pat Sharp? Always a demon. He doesn't actually drink, but he's got some stories.
Rory McGrath, I saw...
Leonard Rossiter. Leonard Rossiter, he loves a whiskey, his old Leonard.
You pulled Leonard Rossiter?
I have no idea.
there was a
Harold Lloyd. Remember Harold Lloyd? Hug off a clock.
There was a rerun of Three Men in a Boat, which was that. Rory McGrath, Dara O'Brien and Griff Rhys-Jones going down the Thames on a boat. And actually, you can see from that Dara and Rory had a fondness for real ale.
Patrick Mower. You know Patrick Mower? Oh, he's a demon. He loves a rosé, does Patrick Mower?
Do you want me to blow something out the water here? We're on the BBC, but Three Men in a Boat.
Yeah.
Now, I love that show.
Mm. It's good, wasn't it?
Morning. I was working with Rory, and he said they never actually did any proper sailing. It's all, as soon as they cut, did the take, they were all out in an hotel, in a car, to
listen,
next destination.
Go ruin the illusion. You'll be telling us next to girls on Take Me Out are all good looking.
Oh, come on, you can't keep doing that.
No. Don't be nasty.
No, you're saying that. No, honestly.
I know, they'll be the
edited,
right.
And I ask the girls, and I'll always say, which celebrity do you fancy the most? And your name always comes out.
Yeah, when they want to beat me up.
Yeah, not really. I was doing it again. I was trying to lure you in, but you didn't go for that.
Well, I've got to be honest.
Like
watching Take Me Out, you know, some of the girls on that, they're the kind of girls I attract.
I had a message on Twitter the other day from one of them saying that all the girls were supporting me on Dancing on Ice.
Which is nice. Half of them couldn't even go on the ice. They'd be dancing through the ice.
Nice people. You can't come in here in your little cocoon and start, you know, slagging girls off, Chris.
You can.
Yeah, well, you do. But, you know, they're all really nice girls, to be fair.
Listen, I'm not said they're not nice.
Hey.
As in personalities, I'm sure they're lovely.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, you want me to suck in a lift with them.
Well, this is it. Well, this is what I said to you when
well,
I
love
in,
lift.
You know, glass hoses, Chris. Glass hoses.
You can't compare me to one of the birds off Take Me Out.
I am doing.
Well, don't.
I am doing.
Well, do not, my friend.
Hey, well, listen, we're on about doing a charity one.
Right.
No, you agreed to
this.
It
looks like charity every week.
You agreed to this. You said you'd come down the lift. Bang, I like it. Do you fancy it?
I'll come down the lift.
We'll squeeze
I'll
you in
out.
With some butter around the edge of the door. Get you in. I don't know if we can get you out.
What is that?
I've got to do, Chris.
What is that?
These girls will be listening going, you can't let him speak to us.
They're not all girls. They're not all girls.
Can you imagine, though, as those, the love lift doors open and then it just be boo, 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 boo.
No. Yeah, and I'll just go back in the lift again.
Yeah. All the lights I'll go
just,
red.
If we can just open these doors a little bit, I'll get out in a minute, girls.
Boo, boo, oh, yeah, very boo. Funny. Yeah, that's right, yeah. You know, you've been hey, very offensive.
Speaking of funny...
Yes?
No, this is a first.
Go on.
I'm only back on tour this year.
Oh, October. You're not!
Saturday Night Live with Paddy McGuinness.
No!
October. And I've just got a new website done. Now, it's paddymcguinness.tv, but before anyone looks at
oh,
it...
Oh, hello!
It's a little bit Aldi at the minute, the website. Just throwing it together. So don't want anyone going, what the hell's this?
Paddy McGuinness TV. God, that'll be in the papers.
Yeah, but it's going to grow from an Aldi to a Tesco, this
right,
website.
Right, okay, all right.
Dare I say a Marks and Spencer's.
Okay.
But no. But all the tour dates are on there, and it goes on sale on Friday.
And what's Saturday Night Live? What's that?
So, it's basically, when you tour and you do 100-odd nights, you're all over the country, I thought,
right, yeah.
Why not do one at weekends?
I wish you would do one.
So it's just one night a week, then?
Absolutely.
It makes sense now.
A Saturday job.
Yeah.
So, but I said Saturdays, and we're booking these venues, and then some are booked up, so then I had to do a few Fridays, and then a couple of Thursdays crept in.
But you still call them Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Irony upon irony. I'll go on stage and give it, I couldn't do... Saturday, because it were booked for Strictly Come Dancing Tour or something like that.
Right.
So, it's an arena thing, you see.
And also, you don't really want to go up against your TV show.
I saw what he did there.
Oh, he's good.
No, he's not said a peep or short, and he's coming with a little pearl at the end there.
Can I just say, by the way?
You can.
Now, paddymcguinness.tv. I've just gone to paddymcguinness.co.uk.
No.
And it's all sold out. And I thought, that's gone quick. They're the tour dates
that's
for August 2008.
Yeah, well, I haven't toured for 2 years, and that's why I thought, right, I'll go out and I'll make a, you know, do a big.
So the website doesn't exist.
It does, but that's what I'm saying to you. I've only just made it yesterday.
Are you Patrick or Paddy?
Paddy McGuinness. www.paddymcguinness.tv.
Are you sure?
I'm not saying it looks good, Chris.
Right,
but I'm saying the tour dates are on there and the contact numbers.
Is that when you were last in then, when you actually brought us a gift, which without explaining exactly, wasn't it something exotic in a tin or something?
Yeah, that was the first tour.
Yeah.
I think that was 07 or 06.
Have you made this website yourself at home?
Do you like it? No, listen, a proper firm's on this, but it's just...
Are you serious?
It's a bit...
When you say a proper firm...
They did it in a day for me because I pushed them. I got back from Tenerife, I went...
What firm is it? Taxidermy?
Let's have a look.
Right, no, come on.
Look at this.
Let me have a look. Have you got it on? Is that the one? Let me look.
That's nice.
That's it!
Are you paying for this?
No! But so that's why I can't exactly kick off.
Look at Alad's face, right? Now, Alad normally gets a bit...
Well...
With BBC Rules, he's a bit like when people mention certain websites, he gets a bit scared.
Well,
he's looked at this. He's not bothered.
Yeah. No.
Well, I was out last night with my agent, and they went, can we talk to you about this website you've had done? And I went, yeah. He went, where's the media content? Where's this? Where's it? Threw all this stuff at me. I said, it's free. And that's what you get.
Why? Your agent should be doing all this for you.
I'll get
doing
it
yourself.
Sorted, but what I'm saying, Chris, is I've come on the show today. Oh, I thought, well, I'm going to announce the tour.
Right,
I've got to get some up and running.
Hello, hola, good day, and how do? Welcome to my brand new 100% official. Yes, it's really me. Did you write this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Website. This is the only place...
I've put it's really me because on Facebook and Twitter and all these things, people say they're you.
Right.
It's some mentalist.
It's weird.
In the mum's back bedroom, Dougie, truck driver from Bradford, giving it, hi, it's Paddy McGuinness. Girl, send me your pictures and I'll see if I can get you on Take Me Out. You know, so it's like, I have to say, no, this is really me.
So you're not on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on any social networking site.
I thought you...
I used to be on Twitter. And I left under a bit of a grey cloud.
Oh, did you?
Oh, did you?
I never left in a Manford type way.
Right, sure.
No.
You didn't date the Manford
It was all above board. You know, someone said to me, I did an interview, they went, what advice would you give Jason Manford? I said, do what the rest of us do. Buy a Razzle. Save yourself a lot of heartache. But anyway, that's another story. So, yeah. So, I kind of left and I thought, well, I'll get a website going. And I am, believe it or not, I like, you know, giving people a bit of something. I don't think you can just put a website on for tour dates.
Right.
So
no.
I am going to
put... You can also sell all the back catalogue Paddy McGuinness stuff you've got as well.
No, I knew you'd pick them on that. But I'm not... It's
the worst website in the world.
This website... Look, have a look at it, folks. You know, like I said, it is a bit Aldi at the minute. There's nothing wrong with Aldi. It's just no thrills.
And a company are doing this for you? You say company, is it your nephew?
No. I'll tell you. I can tell you the name of them. Hang on.
No, please don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Black FX. Right. But anyhow.
It's more black than FX.
It's got the message across.
It's functional.
It's functional.
It's not padding.
Dave, you know, you're the voice of reason on this show, and I like that.
Do you know what, Alad? You know it. By looking at this website, if everybody listening now, if a quarter of our audience went and logged on, you know this is shutting down.
Quarter?
Well, all right, you're right.
I need people to...
A 100th.
I need it to get it up on the Google, because my old website's kind of a fan-run one now, which is still great, but this new one, no one knows about it, so I need to get people to look at it to get it up there.
That's easily done. That's a phone call or an email.
So have you got the power to get some people looking at the Aldi version now?
What, this crappy website?
Well, I won't say crappy.
I'm being serious.
Rough around the edges.
Listen, I'm being serious. If we tell people to go to this website now, I'm looking at it with the greatest respect, it will crash.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you.
www.paddymcguinness2ns2ss.tv.
It's going to crash.
The gauntlet's down.
Telling you.
I hope it does then.
Right.
But I'll tell you what.
For the sake of good taste, I think we should take that gauntlet back and say, move on.
He's got a bit uppity now. He's jumped in there now and he's gone the old baby
shit.
He's changed, hasn't he? He's drinking Evian. Used to be tap water last time I was in.
A plastic bottle.
Oh, sorry, the label's taken off. Let me
recap the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Paddy McGuinness's Saturday Night Live tour.
Yes.
Tickets go on sale on Friday. And the first day of the tour is on a Thursday.
Yes. I love that.
Brilliant.
That's my favourite part of the tour already. Brilliant. I want to come and see Saturday Night Live on a Thursday.
It's the MEN Arena, Liverpool Echo Arena, Birmingham
Blackpool Opera House.
Yeah, Glasgow.
Sheffield,
Glasgow.
Nottingham,
yeah.
Newcastle. Yeah, so it's only a little tour there. No, you'll fill that.
Yeah, no, the thing is with touring is, like you say on them, like when you looked at the old ones, it's great and it's lovely being on stage and it's nice getting that feedback from the audience. Just the travelling.
What do you fill an arena? Is it half through? Do they block half it off?
Don't you worry about me, Miles.
Right, I'm just
saying. Don't you worry about me.
What, are you thinking of a curtain halfway?
Yeah.
Well, what I did, I went watching...
Don't laugh, we went to a gig at Wembley Arena and they had that once. I thought, especially if they're playing Wembley Arena, they chopped it in half.
When we had our Folk Face tour, we played in Sheffield, we had to have a curtain halfway across. It only held about 80 people in the first place.
Well, what you do... Yeah, but if you're doing sometimes comedy, you've got to do that in an arena.
And sometimes Paddy does do comedy.
I've let me guard down. I thought we were gelling then, but no, you've brought it back. So let's go.
Always sparring. So www.paddymcguinness.tv.
Yeah. Do you like the .tv? I thought I'd go a little bit different.
Well, did they not have .org available?
Oh, hang on, it's changed. I've got .org. I've got .co.uk. I've got .com.
It's changed.
What now?
It's tidied up a little bit.
I think someone...
Get out.
It's tidied up a little bit. It didn't look like that a minute ago.
Hey, no, that looks a bit better.
Yeah.
That looks better.
Are they working? Your nephew's on it now in the back bedroom, like that.
Oh, my God.
He's like that.
Update. Refresh.
Oh, my God, I spelt McGuinness wrong. Hang on.
It does look a bit better now, but it's still not there. But I am going to get it. I'm going to get blogs on there and video kind of things and stuff people wouldn't normally see on the telly.
You've got to have to do this, though. You're going to have to do it.
Yeah, I will do.
Don't say you're going to do it and then don't do it. No, I don't have one.
Right. You kind of do yours through radio.
He could get you a deal on the same people that...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know people, Chris.
Send me up, yeah.
I know people.
I know you do. Who did it for you, Stevie Wonder?
Oh! So what you did there then, yeah. Oh, I like that, Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Alan just looks scared now.
Yeah. Alan's not. Alan's just glazed over at this point. He's thinking, P45, yeah. We're all out of a job.
It'll be a chat after the show. I'm just not
we'll
sure.
We'll all be down with Dave Burnley Ice Rink.
Yep.
Tomorrow. Coaching.
So, Paddy's tour. Tickets are available from Friday morning for his Saturday Night Live tour.
Yeah.
And the first date is a Thursday.
Absolutely.
Second date is a Friday. Yeah. Third date is a Saturday.
That's why you get it right by then.
Brilliant. And the next date is a Thursday, then a Friday. So hang on. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Thursday the 6th of October, you play Birmingham.
Yeah.
On your Saturday Night Live tour.
Yeah.
Then you play Blackpool on Friday. Then you play Liverpool on Saturday.
Yeah.
So in Birmingham and Blackpool, like, you don't go back and do a Saturday, do you?
No, but I'll explain that to him when I'm on stage.
Sure, right.
You know, it'll
That's
be all
first
right.
First half of the gig.
Yeah. But this tour, I think when you go to arena tours, you've got to have a little bit more.
Tour.
So I'm going to have a bit more. I might have someone on and just do something a bit different. I'm still kind of working on
it. What, like a comedian?
Oh! Bang! Come bang! On. You want a piece? Want a piece?
Get Michael McIntyre in the first 20 minutes. Hey.
No.
You do it when you're brushing your teeth. Morning, Michael.
You know when you're brushing your teeth.
And you go up and down, side to side.
You floss your teeth.
No punchline.
Amazing.
You just have him walk back and forth across the stage for an hour.
And I'm walking backwards.
I always think McIntyre when I do my impression of him. He's sitting in his £10 million house in London, right, with his multi-million-dollar contract, smoking a cigar, lighting it with a £50 note, going, "Laugh it up, there, fat boy, laugh it up." Yep, I'm an idiot. That's right, Chris. Hey, Britain's Got Talent. You won't believe how much they pay me to sit there and watch these idiots.
Hey, I did the Britain's Got Talent tour, the last one. I hosted it.
Did you?
That's what got me into thinking about these arenas. Because I always thought, ooh, does the sound travel across and does it work? But it does.
Yeah, because that's what you need to be concerned about the tour, is sound travelling across. Get that material sorted.
No, I'll let me tell you. I am... murder when I'm on stage. I have to hear everything spot on through the monitors and what have you. A bit anally retentive.
Oh, you're a bit Vernon Kay.
Yeah, I am a bit.
And shouting at people.
Bit too bottomy, Dave. Too bottomy. More top.
Do you know what's amazing? We're all chatting here as though, like, what we'd normally chat in a pub.
I keep realising
we're on Radio 1.
You've got to be careful, haven't you?
Paddy, this conversation is nowhere near like the last conversation you and I had.
No.
Nowhere
hey, me,
near.
Me, you, and let's pick this name up. Heston.
Heston Blumenthal. Heston Blumenek.
We got on well with Heston, but I've watched his show when he gets some licking wallpaper and saying it tastes like salmon and all that carry on. We never get invited on the show.
No. What's your low brow?
He had on Zoe Zaman.
Zoe Salmon.
Zoe Salmon.
It's not Zoe Zaman.
Zoe Salmon.
My name is
like
Zoe
the fish.
Zaman.
Zoe Salmon and Jonathan Ross.
Right.
Now, where's our call?
I know. Would you do it, though?
I'd lick a bit of wallpaper for a giggle.
I've heard very similar stories.
Yeah, I don't agree. I told him on your show, I don't agree with all that. I'm going to make a hot dog, but I'm putting the bread inside the sausage.
That's right.
I'm like, no, Heston, what you're doing, it's madness. But he's a good cook.
He's a good cook. And he's a nice fellow as well.
A really nice bloke. Yeah, I thought. What I liked about him is when we were chatting, he was saying, like, the food he likes is proper...
Egg and chips.
Low end, yeah. Like,
I
like them prawn cocktails. Me work sauces orange.
Yes.
Right.
And the prawns are really small.
Yes.
Yeah.
Easy to eat.
Loads
Easy
of sauce, bit of bread, magic. Mm.
The only thing that freaked me out about Heston, well, wasn't the only thing, but the only thing I'll talk about on air, well, he's a big lad, is...
In what way?
Because I was said at one point, I went, is Heston Blumenthal or Heston Blumenthal? Or what? And the woman who was with the manager, I don't know who she was, but she went, oh, do you know what, it doesn't matter. I went, what? She says, it doesn't matter.
But there must be a right way.
People pronounce it so many different ways. He doesn't care anymore.
Yeah. There's another chef on at the minute with a name like that. Summit Roux.
Yeah, Jamie Rolliver.
Michelle Roux.
Michelle Rooks. Albert Rooks.
Is it Rooks or Roux?
Roux. Like Kanga.
Yeah.
Right. Like Kanga. He should say that himself. It's Michelle Roux. Like Kanga.
Like Kanga.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Paddy McGuinness. Paddy.tv. We need to crash this website before the end of it. I mean, we need to...
support
it. Everyone's to check the website out.
It's functional.
You need a counter at the bottom telling how many people have looked on it, and then when he gets to 100, you win a prize.
Well, I'm telling you now... No. A counter. That's a good idea.
They used to have them, didn't they?
I was just going to dismiss that then. Right. I like it.
Sure.
Yeah. One in, one out.
Well,
brilliant.
Doesn't work. They don't get clicked out when they leave the site.
Oh, do they not?
Works. No.
Oh, I must get up to speed on this internet business.
All right, look. Well, let's play a. We should do Tedious Link and then
it's
up come
to you.
Back.
I don't mind.
Well, I could talk forever. Works. I'm waiting for Anna to go. I think he was hovering early and he's given up.
Mm. A little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want now, Alan?
It's funny though.
Tedious Link. Okay. Fine.
Best thing on the radio right now. This
is Alan the gaffer.
Yeah. He'd not tell, look at him.
I can't. Well,
he's like the foreman at work.
When I first come in, he were like smiling and...
Oh, yeah.
And no, he's just a bit like, we're getting sued.
Yeah. It's not that. Do you know what? I'll be honest with you. What with him from Aberystwyth,
I
think he misses every other word you say. I think he's struggling.
Right.
To keep
I'm focusing
up.
More on what you're saying, so I'm almost up to speed. We're fine.
Are you enjoying the interview?
I am, yes.
That is very funny. It's a great show, this, isn't it?
I like
what,
it.
What a show this is.
It's amazing.
I think radio, you know, when you come on shows like this, it is great because I am the person who's sat in my car sometimes going somewhere, and it is good to have a bit of a laugh and just have
a laugh.
Can people not ring in while we're on? We'll have a bit of a chat.
They can, but we don't want to talk to them.
Oh,
so,
right, okay. I'll see what you did there.
We should get one of the girls from Take Me Out on. Craig! The old bitch knocking it down off!
It's one of my TV.
See, this is when I get nervous.
The Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1.
When I was a lad, we had proper rappers. We had Ghostface Killer.
Right.
Public Enemy.
Right.
Ultramagnetic MCs.
That's right.
Now, we've got Chipmunk.
He's great.
Dappy. And Tinchy Strider. No, I love the music, but sort your names out, lads.
What do you think?
Let's get a bit more hardcore.
They're all short as well, aren't they?
Except Tiny Temper. He's not tiny.
He is.
He's not tall.
He's not Tiny Temper.
The music's good, but they need to sort the name. Tiny Terror.
Tiny Terror.
MC, that's what we want.
I like the fact that Tiny Temper wears glasses and a jumper. I like that. It's really nice.
Yeah.
You know, and you meet him and he goes, hello, very nice to meet you, how are you?
Yeah,
he's lovely, a lovely guy.
Yeah.
No, anyway, Paddy McGuinness's website has not crashed yet.
I'm very disappointed.
It's more robust than we thought.
Yeah.
Your nephew is breathing a sigh of relief.
He's going crackers on Java as we speak.
On Java.
There you go. He's never done that.
If he's in the house on his own and he's on the internet, he's not looking at Java. No. Let me tell you that now.
Paddy wanted to play a game, by the way.
I like a quiz.
He just said, can we not play at him? Like, see, because he was doing an impression of Peter.
Because people who are listening can join in.
All right, okay.
Try and guess as well.
It's fully interactive, isn't it?
Though? Sure. All right. Well, let's play a game then.
Come on then.
And now it's time for the TV themes quiz.
Oh, yeah.
With Paddy McGuinness.
Come on.
And Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And remember, no getting it wrong because you won't get a point on. Here we go.
Right, who wants to go first? Or do you want to just
shout it in
when you know it?
Yeah, okay.
Shout it in, I think.
All right, here we go. Now, this is TV theme tunes remixed, okay? Right. So here we go. Remixed TV theme tunes.
Dave. Rachel!
Oh, no. You have to shout your name out, Paddy. You didn't shout your name.
You're disqualified.
So, Dave, what are you saying?
Grange Hill.
It's the wrong answer. I can't give you Grange Hill. What are you going to go for, Paddy? Do you want to steal the point? It's TV theme tunes remixed.
I said, is it Grange Hill High or something?
No,
is it Grange Hill Street Blues?
I can't give that. It was, of course, Strictly Come Dancing. There it is there. There's the Strictly Come Dancing.
You're cheating.
Oh, dear.
I'm not cheating.
You're just a bad loser.
Right, I see where we're going now. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Mm. Yeah.
Dave.
Yes, Dave?
Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den's right.
I thought we were doing the remixes. I had Bergerac.
I'm only joking. There's no remixes.
Right, come on then, let's do it.
Okay, next.
Paddy.
Yes.
The Apprentice.
Wrong.
Oh, come on!
Oh, whoa, oh, what's
he
this?
He likes the quiz, but he's not very good at it. One of my favourite shows.
Dave.
Yes.
Spooks.
Is the right answer.
Oh, who watches that? Apart from
no,
you.
No one except
a load of adolescent teenage boys.
Don't diss it.
Go on, next one.
Yeah. Don't hate the player, hate the game, my friend. All right, here's the next one.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Hollyhocks.
All right.
Hey, he's wiping forward. Come on, Paddy,
let's tell you what. Notice these two straight in on Hollyhocks. Let's see what you get this Sunday morning. Right.
Oh, next no one has done that.
Next one, here we are.
Paddy.
Yes.
Britain's Got Talent.
Is the right
answer.
Yes, mind, he did the tour.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
should have done that. Let's have this one.
Alad.
Alad's got it.
Whenever you need it.
Right.
What is it?
Paddy, yes? I'm going to take a wild guess. It sounds a little bit magical. Is it Merlin?
It's really not Merlin.
Oh. Dave.
Yes?
Downton Abbey.
No. Alad, tell them.
Desperate Housewives.
Oh. There you see.
Go old school, retro.
How old?
Let's go.
Radio 1.
80s, 90s.
All right.
Dave.
Oh!
Play your cards right.
Oh. Can we not just shout it's the name thing that's throwing me?
All right, we'll just shout out. Shall I give you someone just on your own?
Yeah.
Go on, your own round?
Go on, yeah.
Ooh, what's that creepy noise?
Ooh.
What's that?
Don't know.
And the pirate ship's about to collapse. Let's go for...
Oh, he's thinking about it.
This one.
Dave.
I'm going to ignore Dave for 10 seconds. I love this theme tune.
What era are we in now?
Kind of 90s. Saturday nights, BBC One, Big Show.
Noel's House Party.
Correct!
Yeah. I didn't recognise that.
Yeah, it's a bit remixed.
I'll tell you what, Dave, you're on the ball.
Thank you, Paddy.
But I think Peter would give you a run for your money.
Oh,
I
definitely.
Can get up, but I need a couple more seconds, but... Yeah.
Big finish, ready? That's how I roll at the weekends.
Do you ever remember a programme called The Greatest American Superhero, Saturday mornings?
I'm only 24. I don't remember black and white television.
That was a good thing.
That's the wrong one, hang on.
No.
What was that?
Let's go for this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. BBC Two. One of Paddy's favourite shows. Seriously now. Don't you mind I got this?
Is it?
Go on.
Something to do with snooker?
It's Crown Green Bowls, of course.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes. Is that what it's called? Crown Green Bowls?
We've got a bit left field with these. No. I think we'd better come.
Let's look at his face, look!
Alad.
Musker, Musker Hounds, is it Musker Doings? Musker. Yeah!
Musker Hounds and
Hounds!
Yay!
Dog Tanyan,
yes!
One for all and all for one! It's a pretty story, sharing everything. Yay! That's the way to be.
Brilliant.
Bit more?
Yeah, go on.
One for one and all for one, Musker Hounds.
This is fun, isn't it?
We're the only thing on Radio 1 right now.
This is nice.
Yeah.
9 million listeners, you say?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's seven
this
now.
Is good.
This is
seven
now.
This is what you pay your licensing
for.
Oh,
I like it. I like it.
Dave.
Yes, Dave?
Blockbusters.
Oh,
Paddy,
he lulled me in then. He lulled me in there, Dave. Because he was giving it,
Blockbusters!
And I didn't realise we were playing.
Yeah, we were straight into it. We're always playing,
give us
way.
Another kids' TV show.
All right,
then. Oh, Paddy!
Yes!
Captain Pugwash!
Oh!
Yes!
Well done.
Now we found my level.
I'm trying to find something that you would have watched religiously so you'd really know the theme tune straight away.
Songs of Praise.
Here's one for you.
Feels a bit military.
Dave.
Yes?
Crime Watch.
He is right, yes, there you go.
Kind of.
It's always nice to keep an eye on the family, isn't it, Paddy?
Oh, yeah.
Don't have nightmares.
Don't have nightmares.
He's saying that at the end, isn't he?
Yeah.
And they've just told you
really
about
brutal,
all these brutal, like, attacks.
Whatever you do. Don't have nightmares.
Yeah.
He should have gone.
That.
He should have gone. And whatever you do, Jesus, don't stand your ass!
Whatever you do, don't look behind you.
Oh.
This is Paddy's era.
Have you got an idea?
No, not a clue.
It's not Rockford Files, no? Is it a detective show?
No.
Sports?
This is the early theme tune. The later theme tune we use on the show every so often. Drums. All right. That's Holiday, of course. Everyone knows that.
Oh, really?
I don't even know what the show is.
That's all right, though.
I dream of holidays.
Sure. You won't get that one either.
All right, let's try... Currents.
Oh, you want Current?
We're all about the now.
Oh, now you want Current.
Come on, then.
All right, then. Okay, you want Current. Let me give you...
Apprentice?
No.
Is it The Apprentice, Chris?
That was 8 seconds, by the way. And I'll start it again. Ready?
I know, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I think. Yeah.
What channel?
I know.
ITV?
Oh! It's the old... dancing. Oh, that
was... What's that?
That's my impression of an ice.
Was it The Lisperers? Was it...
Because you don't hear that intro, I think, when you watch it on the telly. You get this bit now, what's on.
Well, if you switch on at the end of the, you know, part two...
Yeah.
Right at the beginning, you get that.
Yeah.
You're tuning in late, that's what it is.
This is a bizarre question, because I know you went down watching it, supporting Dave.
Yeah.
Is it cold in there?
No.
Not really.
It's strange.
You'd think it might be.
It's clever, isn't it?
But it's not, so...
Pretty clever. Is it Daybreak?
No, it's not Daybreak. Come on. Hey, Jason.
One. Albion Market.
No, it's not Albion. Oh. Albion Market.
Pulled that out of the bag, didn't I?
Lord. All right, one more.
Yeah.
All right, let me have a look. Okay, one more theme tune then, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's see what this is. Oh, what's this? Ooh. Ooh, what is it?
Ooh. Dave.
Yes?
It's not Bergerac, is it?
No.
Shoestring.
You're right, no.
Cat's Eyes.
No. The same to you.
Gentle Touch.
Well, thank you very much.
French Fields.
No, they're not. They're my own. Doesn't make any sense.
Did I say Shoestring?
Yeah, you did. But...
What's the one with David Yip?
I don't know.
He was a detective.
I don't know.
You know it. Someone will know that.
Right. Someone will text in.
Yeah.
You don't know what this is?
Is it a detective show?
No.
Oh, damn.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's Albion Market.
Oh! It's like a reggae theme.
Of course.
They filmed that up at Granada Studios.
Did they?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I always thought it were done in Leeds.
No, that's Manchester.
Oh.
Manchester.
You live and learn.
Mm. You do.
I've enjoyed my morning.
It's been all right, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We've had a nice time.
Yeah, we had a lovely time.
We have a laugh, don't we?
So Paddy is obviously enjoying huge success with Take Me Out, which is Saturday night at 8 o'clock on ITV1 and ITV1 HD.
Mm.
But don't forget, on HD you always miss the goals. That's why no one ever scores on that show. Come on!
He doesn't stop!
That's why no one scores on... Oh, come on. That was good, though.
I'd love you to come on a charity one.
That's right.
That'd be brilliant.
And also, Paddy's tour.
You and Peter Andre.
Which is going to be, it's the Saturday Night Live tour 2011. Tickets start Friday morning. You can get tickets to see Paddy live. Why not bring your mates and have a night with Paddy? You'll have a great time.
Come on down.
Yeah, Peter's going to write some material for him. They'll have some funny jokes. Dave Spike is going to do the warm-up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And that fella from Phoenix Nights that gets slagged off in the second series on the audio commentary. You know what I mean. I can't remember his name. Him. Paddy's tour. Friday morning, the tickets go on sale. So,
yeah, this Friday.
It's going to be like the Take That tickets, isn't it?
Check out Paddy's website, which is paddymcguinness.tv. But be quick, because it's crashing as we speak. Go to his website now before it's out of date.
It'll grow. It's a grower.
Yes.
I've said it needs a little bit of electronic compost sprinkling on it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like
and
that.
It'll sprout into an internet flower.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That's all it needs.
Do you know what you need on it? When you log on, as soon as you get on the site, this needs to happen.
Thank you for going to paddymcguinness.tv. Welcome to the website. Why not buy one of Paddy's books? Or a DVD? He still gets royalties. And check out the tour dates. It's paddymcguinness.tv. And here's Paddy McGuinness.
And then a little animated you pops up going, hell then, flower, cheeky, tour, girls allude.
You know what I like? How you actually said the word four. You're the only person who's used that this decade.
Oh, you've got it. I'm
four! Check out the girls. Four!
I'm bringing it back.
Brilliant. Yeah. If they bring back the carry-ons, you are in my
Four. You don't get many of them to a pound.
Four, darling.
And if you want, you can go, you can do this, you can do the double take and go. Like that. Or you can clench your fists and go.
What about a core?
Core's a great one as well.
That doesn't get used enough these days, is it? Core. Yes, let's bring them. Let's get an app.
We should remake the carry-ons.
We should do.
But bring them modern and up to date.
Yeah.
So you go, you know, you have the music, the saxophone music's playing, you and me walking down the seafront of Blackpool, two cheeky girls walk by in tight tops, and you and I. The music going. And you and I go, double take. And you go, I know, I'd love to have sex with one of them. But, you know, bring it up to this.
Yeah.
You've got the best of both worlds.
Like,
and then they go, not a chance, thanks. And we go, and one of them goes, cheeky. And the other one goes, shove off, but swears.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
I can see it happening.
Yeah, let's make it. Let's do it.
There you go.
Magic. Hey, I tell you what, we've covered some bases today.
Haven't we?
We've gone from Albion Market.
And Alan, come here. Look, the interview's finishing now. You can relax. Look how tense he is.
And breathe.
He's so tense.
And breathe.
Are you all right?
Breathe. I just can't breathe.
Have you enjoyed the interview?
I've enjoyed the interview.
It's all good. We I usually come on the show once a year, whether we like it or not.
I like it.
And it's good.
It's good.
But I want my trophy, Chris.
I'll sort your trophy out.
And we're having a day and night out.
Right. And when are you back to Bolton? How long are you in London for?
I'm back tonight. I stayed down last night. I'm back tonight.
Yeah, that's one night is enough.
One night. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. In and out.
Sure. Well,
yeah. Dip me toe in the wall.
So you're watching the bowls. Take me out Saturday night. Tickets for the tour Friday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Paddy McGuinness.
Oh, bless you.
The Chris Moyle Show.